ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We live in a very strange world. Is this, can everyone hear clearly? Everyone at the back can hear? Okay, but the English doesn't matter so much as the Tamil, does it? How many people understand English? Please raise your hand. Not many. So, the Tamil sound is most important. Tamil is okay. English is not okay. All right, so I'll start again. We live in a very strange world. The world seems to be getting worse day by day, week by week, year by year. If we see the news on television, there are so many crazy and horrible things going on. There's so much terrible violence in the world. Moral degradation. And corruption. Exploitation. But even without looking at the news, just looking around us, our own day-to-day life, we find there's so much tension. People are not happy. Even within the family, the husband doesn't trust the wife doesn't trust the husband. Increasingly, even among families, there are lawsuits and big quarrels. And different people come with their solutions. Someone will come and say, Jesus is the way. Or convert to Islam. And there are so many Om Shakti and this and that and so many things. Sai Baba. And there are atheists who will say, well, this religion is all nonsense. They say there's no God. We didn't see any God. Many people expected that with the spread of scientific education, religion would completely die. Why are people leaving? Is there some problem? You have to find seats for them. There are seats. There's two seats for ladies. Just two ladies came in. There are two seats here for ladies. There's space sitting here at the front also. In the Soviet Union, they made atheism. They taught it in all the schools for 80 years. And they thought that they would kill religion. But after communism was killed, religion came up again. But still, many atheists, they like to preach all religion is nonsense. And many young people especially are losing faith in the religion of their forefathers. When you see that there are so many religious leaders who are, they're exposed as being of not good character. In America, in the last 20 years or so, several famous Christian preachers have lost all their following and respect because they're exposed as being sexually depraved. Here in Tamil Nadu also recently, one Hindu preacher who was advertised as a Paramahamsa was found to be very low class in his dancing with girls and kissing some film star and so many things. And he's from Tiruvannamalai. But still, many people follow him. Clearly cheating. But still, many people like to think he's a Paramahamsa. Why is that? Because people, they like to live in a fantasy world. They like to live in a fantasy world, in a world of illusion, of dreams. They like to believe that if I get some blessing from some guru, then all my problems will be solved. People like to live in a world of fantasy. They're not very rational, actually. If people have this tendency to worship. So they put their faith in some religious figure. Or if they're not religious, they'll worship some film star. or some cricket star, which has, it's all completely meaningless. Meaningless, nirartham. People, they idolize film stars. But what is the movie? It's just some nonsense story with no meaning whatsoever. Or cricket, people, what is it? It's just throwing a ball and someone hits it with a piece of wood and then they run up and down. It's meaningless. We are addicted to illusion. Either in the name of cricket or movies or religion. Very few people are interested in what is the truth. People like to imagine that they can be happy in this world. This Krishna consciousness movement is not meant for cheating people. It is meant for bringing people to the platform of reality. But not many people are serious to understand what is reality. If we are to pursue real religion, real spiritual life, then we have to be very serious about it. If we tell people that you cannot make spiritual advancement as long as you are trying to enjoy this material world, then everyone will go away. People think of religion, it's some easy way to get all my desires fulfilled. But they're not interested to make the sacrifice that is required for making spiritual advancement. In our Krishna consciousness movement, meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, and intoxication are not allowed. When we say this, people think, well, I'll try something easier. But if we actually want to make spiritual advancement, we have to purify the consciousness. Why is there so much violence in the world? So much corruption. So much cheating. So much gross materialism. It is because the consciousness of the people is impure. That means they are full of kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. This lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion and pride. Human life means we should try to become purified. But in the modern age, they are promoting impurity of consciousness. Especially they're promoting karma, lust. Everywhere, on TV, in newspapers, on the internet, on the advertisements, there are pictures of pretty women. Which is meant to incite one's lust. Which means that humans are degrading to the level of animals. A male dog sees a female dog and is very interested. There's no question of self-control for a dog. So if a human cultivates the just animal-like sexual attraction, then he's no better than a dog. So in a society where everyone's consciousness is on the level of a dog, we cannot expect anything except and fighting. So none of these so-called religions can help us. None of these so-called religions can help us. Whether you call it Islam or Christianity or Hinduism, it's all cheating unless there is some program for purification of the consciousness. And of course, atheism can't help us because there's no plan for purification of the consciousness in atheism. So this Krishna consciousness movement is based on knowledge of reality. Which means to understand who we are, who is God, what is our relationship with God, and to understand God who is all pure, our consciousness has to become purified. This Krishna consciousness movement is not some made-up idea. It is solidly based on Vedic knowledge. especially the essence of Vedic knowledge as given by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, we find Arjuna, he had a problem of consciousness. He was confused as to what is his duty. Being a very advanced and elevated soul, he consulted Krishna for advice. The advice that Krishna gave to Arjuna is the essence of all spiritual knowledge. The essence of that knowledge is, first of all, to understand that we are eternal. This body is temporary. We shall all die. When I say this, everyone will say, yes, yes, yes. When we say this, everyone will say, yes, yes, Amma, Amma. But we live our life as if we are part of this world, as if we are meant to enjoy this world. If we actually understand that we are eternal, then we will not make the goal of our life to try to enjoy this world. So that is the first teaching. We are eternal Atma. You see, there's sitting place here. They're leaving sitting places here. There's not enough space. Sitting place, there's here on the bench, there are two places. Here there's place. See, people are leaving. There's not enough space. Can arrange for them to take prasad if you give them prasad. So, we have been through many, many bodies. It's not just this life that we exist. Previous to this life, we have had many, many, many births. As Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Dehino smenyata dehe kaumarang yovanang jara tata dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuhyati. You can give this. We will continue to get body after body after body as long as we do not understand that we are not meant to enjoy this material world. By nature, we are Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. But in this material world, we are always in temporary positions.
Mm-hmm.
We are ignorant of our real position. And we suffer all kinds of miseries. Our real position is in the spiritual world with Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many opinions as to who is supreme. But the best knowledge of spiritual reality is in the Vedas. And the Vedic conclusion is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaidaischa sarvairaham eva vedyaha. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that in all the Vedas, the object of knowledge is He Himself. So there are many, many misunderstandings about God. Many misunderstandings about God. Very common is the gross misunderstanding that we ourselves are God. Or that by doing some sadhana or meditation, we can become God. Or we can realize that we are God. Now, many big swamis say this. But actually, it's complete and total nonsense. It's clear and obvious that we are not God. Is there anyone here who thinks that he's God? Good, we don't have any fools here. How can we be God? We're tiny living beings. God means the supreme controller. But we can't even control when we want to go to the past stool, we can't even control it. There are so many nonsense fools and rascals who claim themselves to be God. But when they get a toothache, they go to the dentist. So God got a toothache? God got a toothache? God has to go to the dentist? God is in a wheelchair? Now, all these bogus ideas, they have killed real religion. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is giving real knowledge of real religion. We are giving books, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Srimad Bhagavatam. Our most revered spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, translated so many Vedic literatures. And they are now translated into all the major languages of the world. But actually, you, the people of India, you should take advantage of this more. India has the most valuable contribution to the world. That is not Amitabh Bachchan. Nor Sachin Tendulkar. Nor Rajnikant. Nor Narendra Modi. Narendra Modi. India has to give to the world knowledge of Krishna. But the young people today, they know more about Narendra Modi than they do about Krishna. We have nothing against Narendra Modi. But so many politicians, they come and go. So many bogus gurus come and go. But Krishna is permanently the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should understand this. This whole land of India is a land of great spiritual culture. One of the very greatest spiritual leaders ever appeared in this very land. Sri Ramanujacharya. But if you ask the young people today, Ramanuja, they think mathematician. They should be taught about... They should be taught who are the real heroes. The real heroes are those who have done real benefit for human society. Real benefit means to teach people how to go to the spiritual world. Krishna says, there is my dhamma, my abode. Anyone who goes there, he doesn't come back. So we request you all to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. For your own benefit, for that of your family, for that of your nation, for the benefit of the whole world. It is not difficult to take to Krishna consciousness. But we have to be serious about it. In this Kali Yuga, the easy way, the best way for purifying the consciousness and coming to God consciousness is Harinama Sankirtana. Kritetadhyayato Vishnum Traitayo Yajato Makhai Dwapare Paricharyayam Kalo Tadhari Kirtanat. You can give the translation. This chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will purify the heart. And Krishna will reveal himself to the sincere chanter of the holy name. Everyone can take to this. It is not only for high-class brahmanas. Even mlechas like me can take to Krishna consciousness. Because this is Atma Dharma. By chanting Hare Krishna, we immediately come to the spiritual platform. Krishna doesn't see this is a brahmana, this is a chandala. This is a Hindu, this is a Yavana. Krishna sees this person is chanting my holy name. He is my devotee. And whatever else we do, if we don't take to Krishna bhakti, we are simply spoiling our lives. Bhagavad bhakti hinasya jati shastra chapastapa. Apranasyaiva dehasya mandanam loka ranjanam. We may be from very high class family. We might even be very learned in Shastra. We might be very performing severe austerities. We might be chanting many mantras. But without Krishna bhakti, it's all meaningless. It's like decorating a dead body. So don't be a dead body. Without Krishna consciousness, it's like being dead. Come to life. Come to spiritual life. Chant this Hare Krishna mantra every day. Follow the principles of purified bhakti yoga. Understand the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, you can very easily perfect this valuable human life. These devotees have dedicated their lives to help all of you dedicate your life, to improve your life, to purify your consciousness. So take advantage of their association. We are not preaching this Krishna consciousness because we want to have many followers and show that we are very great. We have no motive to take your money and live comfortably. We don't want to exploit you or cheat you in any way. We are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he has given us this gift of Krishna consciousness. And we want to share that with you. So please take to it. Chant Hare Krishna and your life will be sublime. Hare Krishna, Ramanandri.